Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast. And this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 29th of September, and ending on Sunday, the 5th of October. Yes, those leaves are going to start turning in the northern part of the northern hemisphere, indeed. So we also, as we see, change months, and we will change a couple of other things as time goes by. This particular week, nothing changes, and we're looking for the full moon that will arrive on Monday the 6th, and then we'll have another planetary shift also. But it has been a lull, and the lull is strange to feel in a way. People that I'm speaking to have, you know, been a little bit into a listless, sometimes is a word I've used, or one of my friends said she was in the mood for lollygagging. It's necessary to assimilate after you've eaten a big meal, right? And we ate a pretty big meal the last couple of weeks, with especially culminating with the 29-degree Virgo solar eclipse, and then boom, let's have the equal day and night, and now we're really going to start to see a shift in the light. And the shift in the light is the less light, so it makes a lot of sense that we are gearing down. And it's hard for us because we're used to being just in constant, have to do this, have to do that, you know, exercise and motion. And this is, I don't wanna, you know, I just would like, can I just sit here and read my book? You know, it's difficult for us. Many, many years ago when I was a child, they would call it the Protestant ethic. Yeah, that was what happened when a group of Protestants came to the New World. You know, they were still having fiesta in Spain and Italy, but, you know, no such thing in the Protestant ethic. Work, work, work. Accomplish. So here we are, and this is the biggest week of nothing. And we're entered into the second quarter of the lunar phase. Yes, so it really wants to do things to promote some of our goals, things that we may have put on our intentions list for that eclipse in Virgo. And yet it seems as though things are moving in a bit of a slow motion, not just us personally. And so the week begins. The final aspect of the moon in Sagittarius was at 1:44 a.m. on Monday, and that was a square to Saturn, retrograde into Pisces, so there could have been some weather stuff. And yes, there's some big weather that's supposed to be threatening the United States landfall. However, it seems to be evaporating, and when the moon gets into Capricorn at 5:55 a.m. on Monday, there is a square right away to Neptune. So this is like a, I don't want to get up kind of an aspect. Retrograde Neptune in Aries, 7:05 a.m. So there'll be a little tug of war for those people who have to get up. For those people who don't, it'll be relaxing if you let yourself. We'll pick up a little more speed as the moon sextiles Mars in Scorpio until 3:55 p.m. And this is a good time to be examining things that you may need to look at this point in time. Maybe the financial aspects of loans, inheritance, and also shared resources, income tax, and insurance. In the United States, I think there's a threat of a government shut down, and you know, we may be wondering about how to shield ourselves a bit from any interruption in certain types of things, like our health insurance or Social Security. We will have the moon going on to square the sun in Libra until 7:54 p.m. That's when we actually get into that second quarter. And we are having some lack of calm and equilibrium on inner levels. The moon in Capricorn, of course, wants to have authority. And the sun is an authority, and it's in Libra, so it would like to look at things and weigh and just measure and see different points of view. Moon in Capricorn already has the points of view that it wants to have, and it's staying with it. So it's a little bit difficult for us in the inner with our own instinctive and then conscious expression. But it also could be difficulty in relationship, as different energies are not in harmony. And that's harder for the sun in Libra. That wants harmony. But after that, probably, let's say, 8 o'clock in the evening, all of these are Eastern daylight time, the moon is going to trine Venus in Virgo. And so that gives us a nice stretch until 8:20 a.m. on Tuesday. And here we can really feel comfortable having conversations with other people who also would like to see some practical things accomplished. Thinking about what you might do around the house or in the office or for your work life. And then it's difficult to talk about that with other people because the moon is square Mercury in Libra until 11:39 p.m. So it won't stick with the program. It's going to say yes, but this, yes, but that. And that will be annoying to the Capricorn moon. And the Capricorn moon's attitude will probably be annoying also to Mercury in Libra. Moon moves on, and we won't feel this right away. Well, that square came in at 11:39 p.m. Well, we will feel it, but we'll be sleeping in the Eastern time, I would imagine, because the moon opposing Jupiter in Cancer comes in at 1:40 a.m. on Wednesday. Wednesday, the first day of October, begins with a very Saturnian energy because the moon in Capricorn will be sextile Saturn in Pisces until 11:33 a.m. And the Saturnian energy is often assigned to the Jews, and the Yom Kippur begins at sundown on the 1st of October this year, and that is the Day of Atonement, so this is serious stuff. This is where you get to look at yourself and say, I'm sorry, and I'll do better. This is the Day of Atonement, and this is where you drop the old year and you have to be written into the Book of Life again, and I'll do better is what we're thinking about if we are celebrating Yom Kippur. Others who aren't will actually also feel that blockage, and this, you know, still helpful counseling coming from the moon in Capricorn to the anxious Saturn retrograde in Pisces. Avoid, of course, moon for a few hours until the moon enters Aquarius at 3:52 p.m. And it will give us some inspiring ideas as it sextiles retrograde Neptune in Aries, 4:51 p.m. We're still not really sure about what actions to take. And, you know, it's not that the actions will necessarily be taken, but the moon in Aquarius is, you know, supplying some food for thought. And we will have Jupiter squaring, or being squared by Mercury until 4:59 p.m. And that is, again, you know, like, I want to look at the issues, and I know what I feel, Jupiter in Cancer. And so this is happening while Aquarius Moon is moving towards a trine to retrograde Uranus in Gemini until 6:05 p.m. And my bet is on your intuition. Just let yourself have it. It's not easy because we've been taught to reason and listen to others and, you know, all of that stuff. You know, but that first idea that you may have could be exactly right. But we're also going to be seeing some information and maybe some answers come in about things we already had intuition about, because Uranus is retrograde in Gemini, 6:05 p.m. And not long after the Moon conjunction retrograde Pluto, Pluto's going to go direct fairly soon, but not yet, Pluto in Aquarius, 6:29 p.m. And as I always say, if you're working with people on the same page and you're going back over the retrograde planet, some of the transformations and power issues that you're seeing in group and public life, you can get some work done. However, it is always a tendency for a Moon-Pluto conjunction to create obsessive feeling. And it's mental, it's mental expression in Aquarius. So you may, you know, see some of that, and it doesn't really help that the Moon is going towards the square to Mars in Scorpio after this for the whole evening. And, you know, anticipate that the square comes, the conflict comes, exact at 4:29 a.m. And this is, again, a fixed square is not resolved. It just doesn't, you know, budge. And Mars in Scorpio is going to remember and do something about it if Moon in Aquarius gets a little bit too full of its willful point of view. However, we do get a lovely energy coming after this. And this is the harmony of the lights with the Moon in Aquarius and the Sun in Libra at 9:41 a.m. on Thursday the 2nd. This is the inner harmony of the instinctive feeling and the desire to express the self in the outer realms. So we have that. So that will come in and feel good inside us. It will go out in how we are relating to the world. And because the next aspect doesn't come in until Friday, we actually get that whole day and evening to be in the harmony. So if you want to tune in to that harmony and see how things are flowing. The next aspect is also a trine. So it isn't like we're coming up against a conflict next. We're not. And that trine is to Mercury in Libra, Friday the 3rd, exact at 2:15 p.m. So a really good morning to have meetings. Things are growing and you can hear all the different opinions, and there's open communications and new ideas, and so that's a good time also to have a nice lunch with friends or a friend. And there'll be a void, of course, after this for quite some time also, so we can stay in it for a while. This is a nice gift for this week. The Moon will enter Pisces at 10:07 p.m. on Friday the 3rd, and that will be going square Uranus retrograde in Gemini at 12:06 a.m. So something shocking because of that Pisces moon to want to swim behind the coral reef. You know, it's very electric energy. You know, the water element takes that, and you know, it's not good if you're sitting in a tub and the electricity goes into it, right? That's kind of how the moon will feel in that square. And then we get to have a positive aspect, moon in Pisces trine Mars in Scorpio until 12:36 p.m. So we get the deeper energies, we get some assistance with the powerful action of Mars in our issues about those Scorpio areas of finance and shared resources. And resources from your partner or others, a contract negotiation resources. And so that is bringing us into positive action. Maybe some of the Pisces feelings, the psychic energy is also helping here. So if you're looking, want to look ahead, you want to do a card spread for yourself about how things are going to be moving, action, Mars, in your near future, that morning is a good time to do that. But the afternoon, we won't feel it again. Some of these are, you know, way distant, and this is a way distant one. The next aspect for the moon in Pisces is the opposition to Venus in Virgo, 7:34 a.m. on Sunday. So a lot of Saturday feels like the moon trine Mars. And then as we get into the late night hours going towards the morning, we start to, you know, maybe sense that somebody's not going to think that what we're doing is right. And they have their idea about what right looks like and perfection and order. And, you know, if the moon gets up and gets a lecture at breakfast, it's not going to be good. But the moon will just, you know, float away. Right? The Pisces moon will do. The moon trine Jupiter, though, is a reward at 1:15 p.m. Now you can be looking at how compassion can be helpful also to other people. You're in that realm on Sunday the 5th, which is a good time to be in that realm. I just saw an incredible interview with a person who is writing about the strange shift in Christianity from the teachings of Jesus. And if you are in this moon in Pisces trine Jupiter in Cancer, you're in the energy that would have been what we see when we read the teachings of Jesus. And so maybe you'll get a boost of that positivity and that caring. And, you know, there'll be congregations where it won't seem woke as a negative word. And then the moon will have a little bit of a difficult time when it joins Saturn, 8:30 p.m. There may be some weather obstacles, and there may be something that's been frightening. We always have fear coming at us. You know, this is typical, constant fear, barrage. We have to learn our ways to disconnect and detach, you know, have the feeling. Don't stuff the feeling, but process the feeling however you do process, because, you know, there you are. Hopefully you're in a safe space and nothing is too terrible except the fear itself. But something may come to an end also, and that can be, that can feel sad, and we can be apprehensive around it. But the moon is void, of course, after 8:30 p.m. And it will not enter Aries until the early morning, will be 12:48 a.m. on Monday, and that day is the day that will bring us the full moon in Aries, not until 11:48 p.m., but that's when it is. And it's Mercury, it's got a little crescent on top, entering Scorpio at 12:41 p.m., and we'll have to be talking about both of those things. But speaking about talking, I have noticed that there's a lack of link clicking going on. And, you know, I put this work in, and I do the blog, and then I also add this to the Substack Moon Days report. What I discovered last week is that I can do a voiceover for the Moon Days report on Substack, and people will probably be listening. And so in the very near future, I think that this is where the transition that I've been telling you is going to happen for a long time will be happening, so that these podcasts and this blog experience may go over to Substack, and that's where you'd need to be. A lot of you are already on there because I transferred the list over, so you could have your choice of whether you wanted to look at Moon Days reports or any of the other. I do a lot of astrological posting on Substack. And that is potentially more engagement. In fact, it's always more engagement than I get through this blog. So that's what I'm letting you know now. I'll let you know for sure when that is going to occur. And you can go to substack.com if you joined my blog page late after I did the switch of the other names. I didn't switch them, but I've migrated them, I should have said. Go on and get on there, and then you'll be ready. It'll come, if you have an app on your phone, you'll get it there. It'll go to your email directly when I post. And right now I'm posting three times. So the Moon Days report is what it sounds like. I do have a section on the major lunar and planetary events. But I also talk about the phase and the signs, and then how they are moving, how the moon is moving through the days of the week. So it's going to happen, and it's going to be a whole change in my life, in my identity, but I'll let you know. And meanwhile, have a great week ahead.